So I went to work from July until the middle of September when I went over to the University of Pittsburgh, and I said, what do I do about getting a master's degree? And they said, well, we'll give you a little scholarship. And my mother sent some
brief
money
training
and I had
with
some money.
Brief training with the Red Cross and then served.
Well, that brief training was one of those things.
Oh,
it's just a training. You know what they.
But it got you out of Florida.
No, the Red Cross job got me out of Florida. It was a big job. It was a major job that took the whole summer. I made a lot of money at it.
Do you recall the scenes of devastation? Or
by the time they got me there, things had pretty well. But yes, I did see some awful things. And a concrete barn, for instance, would have been rolled down miles by the river, and you'd see houses that were flattened. And I remember a man came in who wanted to rebuild on the river. They always wanted to rebuild on the river, and we weren't allowed to give them money for that. And then we discovered that this man was dying of cancer. So we did give him some money, but it wasn't, he thought it was to rebuild, but it was to tide him over until he died.
I've often wondered, do you recall the word cancer being used your whole life? Were you aware of people having cancer?
Oh, yeah, my grandmother died of cancer when I was five. My mother's mother died of cancer when she was five. There was a lot of cancer.
I heard about it a lot.
Aunt Sally died of cancer. Aunt Sally.
So you went, in any case, you went to Pittsburgh to take a job, and then you decided you needed more education.
I took a 2-year master's degree. And of course, all that time I was having little jobs that paid because of the. It's required when you get a degree in social work that you have to do service at the same time. And they pay you for that service. So it was $40 a month that my mother mailed to me, and the little money that I earned, and then the tiny little scholarship, whatever that was, I managed to do all right before I came back home with my master's degree in 1939.
How did you like the university?
I loved it. I loved it. But I didn't see much point in living there. Not for some reason I felt I ought to be with my aged parents. Who the hell knows why you go home? I did.
Well, but your use of the phrase go home, I mean, you did think of
Tampa as
home.
Well, it was Tampa.
So you thought of it as a home.
My parents were home. I don't think of it as home now. I never did really like it. And have very few, I have no friends that live in Tampa. The college friends that I made who live in Florida are people that I'm very fond of, but they're not to, it's not home. I could have taught at Tallahassee. I mean, I would have been happy to teach at Tallahassee because I loved the school and I loved the people and I loved the professors and so on, but I never applied to get a job there.
So you were working in